Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. is Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you today on this Monday, July 26, 2010, and we're coming to you from Kansas City Live right now. And we're going to be having on our show this evening a special guest, Arthur, a new author on the scene who has the new novel called The B.E.D., Langston John Blaze. And this is a young Arthur who is new, and he's coming out on the scene, and he's young in age as well, so we're going to ask some questions for him on what he knows about the sexual B.E.D. Also, we're going to have spoken word artist Laura Wise is going to step in for a little while later on in the show, and she's going to talk to us a little about her Wiseology, and we'll get into that a little bit. But first, before we get our guests and before they call in or we get them, we're going to kind of give you a little bit of what's going on in the world of Red Snapper. Upcoming events that I have coming will be that I'm going to be at Michelle's Place on August 7th. I'll be there doing a book signing there in Annapolis, Maryland. Well, I'll be doing a book signing there, and we'll be there that evening, I guess from 11 to 1 for that afternoon. I'll do that, and then from there I'm going to be moving on down to the North Carolina, the Fayetteville area, as well as spend a little time in Petersburg, Virginia as well from there doing some books and trying to get the book out there. I want to thank you all for the support as well on those that are listening, the fans, the books that you have been purchasing. We thank you for getting the word out on Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel and also getting the word out on Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress as well. And we just want to thank you for doing that. And anybody who might want to listen to the show, they can either call in. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, or you can go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, and you can listen to the show as it's being broadcast live if you don't want to actually call in with questions. But we ask that you, do it either way you want to do, because we like to have people interact. We like to have the fans call in and ask questions to the authors or anyone, or even myself, if you have a question to me, something you read in the book or something like that. We would definitely like to do that. And I also wanted to let you know that we also have my other books, Scandalous Motives, the series, is definitely doing well. But we always would like to have more people. There's been a lot of people out there who have been asking how to get the book, and the books are definitely available several ways. You can get them www.amazon.com, as well as www.arthurhouse.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Borders, all the outlets that you can get them. Most of the times, if they don't have the books at the stores when you go there, you can have them ordered for you, or you can just go online, or you can get on redsnapperonline.com, and you can get a signed copy from me. We can also work that out where, you can pay the price and get that. And I would definitely love to sign that for you so that you can have a copy signed by me. I don't mind getting out with the crowd and with the fans, because I do this because of you and not because of myself. So that is what that's all about. So we're anxious to get out there and see folks and, just talk to you. Any questions you may have concerning any books that I've done or anybody that's been on the show or anybody you'd like on the show, you can also email me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, as well as redsnapper@redsnapperonline.com. And I can definitely try to get those people. If we haven't had them on the show before or whatever, we'll try to do that. Also, we're going to try to get another Word Sexy Poetry event. We're working on that as we speak, so that we can try to get that information out to you when it comes about, so that if you're in the area, you can come here and check us out as well. And those in the St. Louis area, I'm also going to be coming down in that area in the next few months as well to try to do some type of book signing or something, just to come to your city and just try to find people that's interested in the Scandalous Motives series. So we got a lot of things we want to do, a lot of things we want to get done. And I also wanted to give out a few shout-outs before we go into the show, even further in the show. I'm still waiting on my caller. I'd like to thank Sexy India out there, who is we're going to be doing some collabo stuff together, and I'm just glad that she was able to, work with me and we'll be doing some stuff, and hopefully a series of books will be coming out speaking on her and her life, and, you know, some fiction stuff, not real, but some fiction stuff that she's been doing or that we're going to do together. So, like I said, you guys are keeping me busy, and I thank you for that, and I really want to stay busy because I love writing. I love what I do. I love doing these things so that you can have this entertainment, because that's what it's all about, and that's what I like to do. So, you know, right now we're just kind of waiting on our guest to come. Hopefully he remembered the time that he's supposed to be here on the show, and we want to definitely get him here so that everyone can be, you know, into the show with him as our guest. So, but what we're going to do right now is we're just going to continue to go forth in the show, and we're going to do what we can until he calls in. So if you have any questions of me, anybody out there that's listening, you can call in 347-215-8539. That's 347-215-8539, and that's Word Sexy Radio, and you'll be speaking with Red Snapper, the author of erotic fiction novels, Scandalous Motives. Scandalous Motives, part two is Scandalous Motives, Relentless Ambitions, and part three is Scandalous Motives, Heartless Reactions, and the prequel, Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, which gives you a history of everything that came about prior to the Scandalous Motives series. So that's what we want to do. We want to get you there. So hopefully our guests will be calling in here in a second, so we can go ahead on and do that. I don't know if he's got crossed or anything, but we're going to get that going. So, but right now, like I said, if you got any questions, I would love to hear if anyone has any kind of questions for me. We can, you know, anything that you may have had questions on about the book, if you read it. If you haven't read it, then you should go out and get it, because I think it's a good book. I think it's a good series. You know, it's great entertainment, and I always get those questions, you know, myself, who is in the book, who's really you or whatever, you know, and I like to try to answer those for people who's interested and want to know that. So, but like I said, we just want to continue to give you the entertainment that you desire. That's what we do. So hopefully we'll be hearing from the author of the BED, which is The Bold, Erotic, and Dangerous. I'm interested to hear about this, how he came up with that myself. So, but right now we're going to go into a little bit of what we got going with some music here. Oh, Yes, and that was Sweet Back Again coming at us, the Chardé's band, and that's the band that, was out with her during the time that she was with the band, and they're back together now, as you know, because she came out again with a new album. And that's a pretty good album. I like that. You know, as I get into a little jazz, it helps me soothe me, and it also gives me some thoughts that I can use when I'm writing my books for you. We're having a little bit of problems with our Arthur. Supposed to be calling in. I think he's having problems calling in, but that's okay. We'll go forward. The show will go on. I'm hoping that he'll be able to call in here in a second or so. If not, then we'll just keep going forward. And like I said, this is Word Sexy Radio. And anybody out there that's listening that's interested that might want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. And this is Word Sexy Radio. You can ask me questions about anything, about the game, about the literary game, or anything that you'd like to know, as well as, you know, if you're interested in writing yourself, we might be able to talk about some things that you can do to get yourself there, to get published, or whatever you'd like to do. There are several ways to do it, and we can do that. You just got to be willing to do it. So give me a call, 347-215-8539, and we'll go forth in that. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to try to see if I can contact our guest. Let me do that. But before I do that, I want to, you know, let you know that, you know, we really, really, really enjoy you guys that support the Snapper and the Word Sexy Radio and everything that goes along with the books and all of that. So we definitely want to do that. So I think we'll be able to continue to give you what you want, as well as you know, give you things that you might need that will help you, because that's what we do. That's what it's all about. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. And caller, are you there? Oh, we're almost got him. We're calling him right now. So hopefully we'll be able to get him on the show and we'll just go forth.
Hello?
How you doing there, Mr.
Hey, how are you?
John Blaze. See, you was having
good,
a few difficulties there, but that's okay. We'll go on. How's everything going with you?
Great. I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm fine. And since we only have about 38 minutes left on the show, we're going to go right into it. First of all, if you can give people a little background about you, and then we'll get into how you got to writing erotica. So kind of give us a little background how you got into the literary game and how you got started writing.
Wow. Well, writing has always been a big part of what I wanted to do ever since I was really young. This was just the first time at 21 actually is when I started the book, that it all came to fruition and I got to actually sit down and figure out what genre I was interested in most at the moment. And that's where the erotic aspect came from. Before, I was more so interested in like horror, very teen-oriented stories, more something like you would see in like a television sitcom, like a Party of Five type of vibe, and, or Young and the Restless or something of that matter. But as I got older, I got more interested into the thriller aspect. So that's where this came from.
Okay. Well, we have another guest here as well. I think Miss Laura Wise is here now. Are you there, Miss Laura? Hello? Okay. We'll let her sit there for a second. And, okay, so you got into it from that aspect. And you said when you was very young, you're young now. And my next question is going to be, being at 21, what do you have for us, my brother? That for some woman that's out there that's a cougar that might be interested in listening or reading your book, how can you give us something there?
Well, I don't, when it comes to sex, I don't really think there's too much that can change from generation to generation. I just think that the generations get a little bit wilder.
Right, okay. So you think it's a little wilder when you get older, or is it wilder at the younger age?
I think, well, you know, that's a really good question. I think it's not age that's really the thing. I think it's more so the generations that come. So with time, I think that people, even now, as you can see, people are becoming a little bit more uninhibited with themselves. If you look at more so that, like, the gay community opposed to the gay community in the 20th century, it's a completely different aspect now. I mean, you can see couples walking down the street, and that's a beautiful thing, but that's not something that you would normally see in a completely different time frame, as opposed to like the 1990s, even 1980s, and you know, going even further back. It's a completely different field now.
Okay, so you mentioned the gay community. Is that something that you're interested in, or is that something that you do, or because this is grown folks radio, we talk about everything on here. Nobody does.
You know what? I really felt that as if I was going to write about sexuality, just bringing the topic out, that I needed to cater to as many people as possible. So when you're doing something like this, you really have to be, you have to be an open-minded person. Otherwise, you're kind of selling yourself short just a little bit, I think, in my opinion. So the book caters to everybody. There's stories for straight, gay, and bisexuals.
Okay, well, and that's true. I agree with you because me being an erotic fiction writer myself, you definitely mm-hmm. have to touch every aspect of it, and it's only fair. You don't want to just be one-sided, especially being a male erotic writer, which is very rare. You don't. You can't talk about two women or men getting down with women, and that's it. You know, even though you may not be on that end or that side mm-hmm. of it, you still have to bring some of that aspect to it. So tell us a little bit about the BED. We got about 34 minutes, and then we got another guest that's going to do some things too as well. But tell us, what is the BED?
The BED is the Bold, Erotic, and Dangerous. And if I was going to do a book about erotica, especially just the topic of sexuality alone, I just didn't want it to be an explicit love theme, especially with this being a short story collection. I just didn't want it to be just about the sex, and that's all you get out of it. So the suspense element and the mystery was what got me interested in not only the bed, which is, you know, a sort of a blunt way of telling you this is what this book is about, but letting it also have a double meaning, which where Bold, Erotic, Dangerous came from. So it's basically more so about people that are willing to give into their sexual impulses in being in committed relationships and having their jobs on the line and various forms, things like that.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. And you definitely got to have that open mind if you're going to do those things, especially in this genre of erotic. And those that are listening out there, the number 47-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and it's Grown Folks Radio. And our guest today is Langston John Blaze, author of the novel, The BED, which we're going to get into a little bit. But I think we got another guest on the show right now. I think we have Miss Laura Wise. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing, Miss Laura? Now, just I wanted you guys to introduce yourselves, and then we're going to get into a little bit of Laura here, and then we'll get back to you, Langston, if you don't mind. Laura is a spoken word author.
more than welcome to talk here.
Yes. Feedback in the back. Could you turn that down, please?
Okay.
Now, Laura, you there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm here.
Give us a little bit about that word, that thing you was talking about, that Wiseology, real quick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wiseology is my new blog that I'm doing. I'm basically discovering the concept of, I feel like women are Native Americans and men are Christopher Columbus, whereas
right.
women, we are on a separate side of the earth doing our own thing, and men come along and feel like they've discovered something that's already there. Y'all come along, y'all
wow.
stick y'all flag in us, and, you know, y'all think y'all got America now. So I'm basically just letting the ladies know how they can defend themselves against being conquested upon, and, you know, basically self-discovery and really improving upon yourself so that you don't have to feel like you've been conquested and, you know, territorized.
Oh, check that out. I like that. Now, Langston, what you got to say about
I like that.
You know,
I like that, too.
Okay,
it's funny
right,
because, I'm actually working on a second project right now, and it's called Sensual Horizon. And
uh-huh.
basically, somewhat similar to what she said, sometimes men in a metaphorical sense need to feel like they're the horizon, whereas as a woman, she's that background. She doesn't need the spotlight, but she knows that she's holding everything down.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, Laura, so you want to make sure men understand because they don't get it, do they?
I don't really think y'all get it, because y'all be wanting to act all
don't say y'all.
A lot of men want to act like they're unaware of the fact that they see us as a conquest. And it's cool, I'll be your conquest, I'll be your territory, but we got to come up with a peace treaty so that you know I'm still running this.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're saying that, because we can get nasty on this show, can't we? Let's see, because this is Word Sex Radio, so let me say, now, well, the way I'm getting this is you got men that think they dick is all that, and they don't want to think they're with their dick. Don't they know they got to eat some pussy, too?
This is so non-sexual. This is all from a mental standpoint. This is manifest
destiny. I'm messing with you, Laura. I'm messing with you, Laura. I know it's not about that. I just want to see what your reaction was going to be. But come on, Lindsay, what you think? Come on, Wayne.
Y'all are a mess. Y'all are a mess.
Well, you know, that's what we do on Word Sex Radio. We get on here and we talk grown folks shit.
Well, you know what, though? Since we're going to be real, just somewhat similar to where I know you were joking a little bit, but I think that it's important to have that openness as far as sexual, you know, any sort of interaction goes between you and whoever, you know, whether you're with man or woman, doesn't matter. Because that's, I mean, if you think about our divorce rate right now in this country, it's really, really high. So I think that the sex part of it and the thought of men not wanting to share their sexual selves with women, which is a lot of times you have men who seek and, you know, not even getting down with other women while they're married, but looking at even porn.
Right.
There's no reason why a man should be hiding that from the woman that he's in a committed relationship with. Because you don't really know, because you haven't brought it to the table and let her know this is something that you're into, she's going to be more open with you and say, hey, this is something that I'm into.
Well, you know, that's a whole nother show. But right now we're going to get into what we're talking about right now as far as giving a little bit to what she was saying. And I agree with you. I'm not trying to cut you off, but I agree with you, man. We definitely need to talk about that more, and we'll do that on the show one day. But my thing is, getting back to Laura, I know she wants to get into the aspect of the mind with that. And stop just thinking sexual. But a lot of these men need to learn that the conquest is sexual to a point that you have to know how to handle this woman. You can't just, to me, you got to be able to make love to this woman's mind before you can get to her body. And I think you kind of going in that aspect, you know, instead of just trying to conquer her with your penis and then go forth, you know, you got to be able to talk to this woman, find out what she's about. You know, there's a lot of things you need to do than just actually be. Do you agree with that, Laura?
Oh, I totally agree with that statement, because I feel like at least 45% of sex for women is in their mind anyway. You know, we make
it
kind of good anyway. So
that's right, yeah.
you definitely have to be able to tap into that for the desired result for both parties to be happy.
You know, see, men, and I think Langston will agree with me, women are more feeling, and men are more visual. So the visual part of that, you know, men got to realize that, you know, you can look at a picture, and like he said, the porn and stuff, and be ready to go, but a woman needs more than that. So I think with your Pocahontas deal that you were talking about and he being the John, whatever, I forget what the name, I think the man just needs to realize that it's all about you trying to have a relationship other than that, with the communication aspect of it, because when you, after you do all this fucking and you ain't got no damn communication, you ain't got shit. Am I correct?
I heard that.
Anybody can answer that. Anybody can answer. Yeah.
Huh? I agree. Because after a while, it's like, when do you try to build something?
Right.
It's like after conquest, it's like eventually you get to that point where it's a natural human quality to actually want a companion and not just someone to have sex with.
Okay, well, we got 27 minutes. And what I'm going to do right now is, before we get to you again, Langston, I want to get Laura to go ahead on and tell us that. She said this is a blog, so where can people get on this blog to talk to you about this and be able to discuss this thing? Where can they get that?
They can go to Wiseology, so that's wizeology.blogspot.com. I'm doing it every week. I'm my own guinea pig, so I'm following the rules that I've set up in order to not be conquested upon, whether that's getting rid of unnecessary chaos, you know, stop talking to your ex-boyfriend.
Are you not worried about being conquest on, are you?
You know what? I have been victimized by being a conquest. I call it colonization. And colonization is basically all the things you do to please your man that you subliminally started giving up things that you wanted to do and started to cater to him. And there's nothing wrong with that in a compromise, but you can't lose yourself in it. And I think that's essential.
Well, I think that's really good. And Langston, how do people get in contact with you if they want to get you to come in to do a book signing or something like that? How would they be able to contact you, or even if they want to get your books or something, how would they do that?
Well, you can go through Langston John Blaze. Just type in Langston John Blaze on Facebook, or you can hit me up on Twitter at JohnBlaze09. Those are the best ways to get in contact with me.
So will your books be available like at the major outlets, or get them from you, or how does that work?
Actually, you know what? Since I self-published it, I'm basically, like you were talking about before, my own boss. So, yeah, of course, you know, eventually want to get out to the major distribution stores, but right now it's just on the internet. We're doing Amazon. It should be in a couple of weeks, but right now it's on xlibris.com. That's xlibris.com. So it's available there.
Okay, Laura, I knew you had something when I talked to you earlier today. So, you know, we're going to have to get you back on here so we can talk about this thing, because we need to get this out there and get some feedback from some males and females on the perspective of that on the show so we can actually talk about that. So I'm going to have to get with you, and we'll set up a date. It'll probably be sometime in October, okay? Is that good with you?
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Okay. All right, so we'll do that. Now, John, I know I'm calling you John. That's your middle name. But Langston, you still haven't told me, man, how you got interested, man, in doing this. I know you kind of said that you like the sexuality and all that and writing about the erotica stuff, but I'm going to ask you the question that everybody always asks erotic writers. Are you in the book, and who are you in the book? You know, you get that question all the time.
Honestly,
you know
what?
I'll give
you the political answer. I'm being very truthful. I'm a very, very creative person. So I think outside the box, and it doesn't always have to come from life experiences. I think it does sometimes. But with me, it was just that I wanted to feel like I was capturing people that existed, but they didn't have anything to do with me personally, though. So it was a lot of outside sources, but nothing from my own personal life. So.
And, you know, people just don't understand that, do they? When you tell them that, like, I have six novels out there, and they think that I did all this stuff. Come on, man. If I did all that, I'd be dead. All the fancy stuff that was going on in these books, come on. I would wish I did, though. But I tell you what, it's not like that. You know, it's all about imagination, right, Laura?
Very much so.
I don't know. I write from real life experience, so everything I write about, really, I really went through.
Well, you know why yours is real life experience, baby? Because you are a poet, and you got a poem for us, because we're going to get you on here in a second to do one. We got about 23 minutes, and anybody interested that might have any questions, and the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and this is Grown Folks Radio. As you know, we talk about it, we say it, we do it, we do everything. So, Laura, please, can you grace us? If Langston don't mind, can she grace us with one poem? Because she is really good.
Go ahead. I want to hear.
Okay.
Come on,
I'll
baby. Bring it to us.
I'll do this
okay.
piece called Foil.
Okay. Come on.
So immune that you don't realize once removed from your system, you will be an exposed apple core, rotten. And who will salvage you then? My sweetness is eroding your essence. It's leaving its mark behind. It's going to be hard to substitute me once the well runs dry and the cake has been consumed and you're full. Who else will let you feast? I'll just watch you eat. Clean your plate. Don't let any of me go to waste. I want you to overdose on my sucrose and fiend for the way that I make you feel like you've got wings. No honey, no molasses, just me. Almost too sweet to really be. And I wonder what happens when all this ceases. You without my sweetness. Oh, a tantrum because you can't have me before dinner. You'll have to monitor your intake, and it just won't be the same because a copy of a copy never comes out as sweet. Besides, all the others claim they taste just like me. Maybe you'll grow bitter in your saltiness on how all this sweet has got you ruined for the rest. Face it, I spoiled you.
See, now you got this going now. You're talking about this wiseology, and now you got somebody all hot now. How's that working?
This is worse. Sexy. I couldn't be too militant. I got to bring the sexy.
That's right. You're supposed to, and you did, sweetheart. You definitely did. What you think about that, Victor?
She's hot. She's off the chain. She got me busting over here. Do that.
Okay. We have to write a book on that one. But, you know, Laura, I'm coming. We're coming up there. I told you we're coming up to Kentucky, so get ready for us. You know,
oh, we definitely
we're
ready for you.
Okay, so y'all got to get it ready. I'm going to let you know exactly when we're coming so we can get that thing. And we want to do some poetry. We want to meet some of your people, and we want to see some stuff. So I know y'all got it going on up there.
Oh,
so
you already know. I'm going to bring the whole crew.
That's
you're
right.
So
all right. And we thank you for coming on and sharing Wordology with us and all of your wiseology, I should say. I'm sorry I said Wordology. But
you all right.
We thank you for bringing that. You got me all twisted. That's what y'all do on Word Sexy Radio. But that's good, baby. That's good. So we thank you for coming on. But getting a little bit more time with my brother here. We got about 20 minutes, and we're going to give you a chance to do some shout-outs and all that. But anything else you want to say about the BED, man? Why should we read this book, man? Tell us why we need to get into this.
There's so many different innovative aspects with this particular project. We also feature interior photography, which is something in literature that you'd never really see. So we have models Garth Voisin, who was featured on Crave magazine last year of August 2009, and as well as a lot of other up-and-coming models that wanted to be a part of something that was definitely, I would think, unique. So the photography mm-hmm. aspect is a huge, major part of it, as well as far as the visual appeal goes.
Wow. So you got pictures in your book.
Yeah.
So this is a more visual type thing. Now, like you said anybody can read. Is that you're not really going for a certain genre. Just anybody who's into their sexuality is basically what you're saying. So males, females in the book, or is it one – who what type of pictures are they? Are they – all genres, or what do you have?
Well, each section, like it's bold, erotic, and dangerous, the pictures get more and more provocative. We didn't want to do anything that was too off the chain, but it definitely has a provocative edge. It's something that you would normally see in maybe like a GQ or a Victoria's Secret ad. So they're very classy, tasteful pictures, but they definitely do have that edge, though, with the
okay.
sex appeal.
Well, I want to get my copy, and you owe me one. I was hoping I had it before the interview, but I understand business, baby. I understand you got to get that thing going, and you got some events coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I have an event coming up thanks to actually another writer friend of mine by the name of James W. Lewis. We're going to do the Black Expo, and that's August 7th from 11 to 7, and that's going to be a huge, huge big part of me getting the word out about the bed and letting people know about future projects that I have up and coming on the way. I remember you saying before we were talking about the erotic aspect of the writing of this book. I don't want to just be thought of as an erotic writer, but this is definitely, like I was saying before, a genre that captured me from the beginning. So that's not the only genre that I want to continue on and make, you know, my complete career, but this is definitely something that I'm interested in right now.
Well, I understand that because I write paranormal as well under another pseudonym, R.J. Leonard. I write paranormal, and I'm also branched off into the mysteries as well. So I understand you're wanting to be more innovative as far as going around and writing other ways, because it really your writing ability really grows and expands when you can write in other genres besides just the one. And I didn't want to be just stuck as an erotic writer. Although the Red Snapper brand is doing well, I still want to get my paranormal side out, which is still sensuous, but not as much and not as dirty probably, because Red Snapper, if you ever get a Red Snapper book, it is grimy, and that's intended to be that way because that's what we're trying to sell. So, you know, but I love writing anyway. It has nothing to do with money. And I say this every time I come on the show. Yeah, money's good, but I love writing anyway, so I want to write in all aspects and be able to spread my wings in all aspects. Do you agree with that, or is that what you're trying to do?
Oh, for sure. Like I was saying before with the second project, it's similar to what you just said. It's not as erotic as the first book, but it definitely does have that sensuality aspect of it still that I think will be my signature throughout writing.
Right. And when do you think that'll be coming out? Can you tell us a little bit about what it is, or you want to keep that a secret?
No, we can talk about that one as well. It's called Sensual Horizon, and basically this particular character, she was inspired by two different Janet Jackson eras in Velvet Rope and another one, which was before that one called Janet. So we're still going to do the photography aspect with this particular book because I think that's something else that's going to make me stand out. And it's basically about this pop icon who, throughout her life, meets five particular guys that take her through different relationship things with abuse, addiction, other different problems that occur in relationships sometimes. And she's a very diverse person when it comes to her relationships. Sometimes women and men, we have the tendency to choose the same type of people, just in a different form. So with this particular character, she likes a variety of different guys. She just hasn't found the guy that has that it factor.
Okay.
So that's what it looks about.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. I mean, do you like to have a website where people can get samples or excerpts of your writing so that they can get the hook and be interested to come on in, or do you just want them to go to Facebook, or how can they get that?
Yes, go to Facebook. I'm actually going to work on getting a website pretty soon. That's definitely a big obligation to me right now, but definitely go to Facebook. It's LANGSTON, John, JOHN, Blaze, BLAZE. So you can definitely look me up on Facebook. You can check out a story. I think I actually sent it to you last night called Three is Out.
Yeah, I did. I did see that. And I definitely, like I said, I want to get you to, you know, make sure people know how to get in contact with you because, you know, you definitely want to get it out. I think it's a good concept that you have that you're doing with the pictures. It's not a magazine, but it's kind of like a twist between a magazine and a novel, having those photos there. And I think that will help with the vision as well for those who might need that. So, you know, I think that's different. And like you said, you want to be able to stand out. And that's what it's all about, being able to bring something that's different than what's already out there. Because there's a lot of people that's writing, and it's enough for everybody. But still, you want to have that edge that makes you just a little different than someone else so it won't look like it's the same thing. And I understand that. So we got about 14 minutes left, and we want to give you some time to give out some shout-outs and some thank yous and stuff like that, and then put your information out one more time and where you're going to be, and then we'll be done. So go ahead and do that.
Right before it, my next event is at the Black Expo, which is going to be at the Georgia International Convention Center here in Atlanta. Definitely want to shout out all my friends that were a part of just not only inspiring me, but helping me after the project came out, just bring it out to life more and get the word out. My best friend, Termaine, has been a huge part of getting the word out. We actually did an event in June at Cat's Cafe here in Atlanta, which is a very popular spot, and he was a big part of helping me get that together. My family at Walmart, because I'm also doing my thing there, is what actually helped me to even get it out there in the first place. Crystal, Chanel, everybody, Ebony, who else? Everybody that was involved with the project. I even got to interview Marcus Patrick, who is big in not only the straight community, but also the gay community. He's embraced everyone, so it's definitely cool to have people like that have already somewhat made it willing to help someone else that's up and coming. So everyone that was a part of that, I really appreciate them, including Zane, of course, who, by the grace of God, helped me get an editor, and she's a huge part of the erotic genre. So it was great to have her involved, someone that's inspired me so much. So shout out to all those people, and you for giving me the spot as well.
Okay, so you said you had some contact with Zane, and she helped you out with your editing?
Yes, it was a funny story because I didn't even reach out to her. It said I need an editor on my Facebook status, and she happened to read it and sent me a message and got me in contact with her company, who not only of course publishes books, but they also do editing. And to have someone who's already made such a huge impact on literature, and now she's doing her television thing as well. And a movie on the way.
Right,
huge. Have her help me out like that.
Well, she's definitely somebody that I'm looking at as well, that I've always idolized as well. And like I said, one day we want to be able to all be out there with her. Hopefully she'll give us some room where we can all be part of that as well. She's really good. And I get a lot of stuff from her as well. But I didn't ask her about editing, which I definitely need that myself. So I might have to do what you did just so I can get a little FaceTime or something with her so I can get an editor, you know what I'm saying? Because
she's
that's
amazing.
Very important, you know. Huh?
She's great. She helped me out a lot.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have to check that out myself. Well, we thank you so much for coming on the show, Anna. We got about 11 minutes. We don't want to let you go yet. We want to kind of get you to, talk a little bit more before we do. But the thing is you just have to be strong. So can I give us a little bit, because we got about, like I said, 11 minutes. What was the struggle for you as far as getting your book to where it is now?
Wow. That's a good question. I think just my motivation and making sure that stayed strong, because there's so many points throughout, because this was a year in the making. So there's so many points. You're just reading about other self-published writers, especially in the self-publishing game, because it's completely different when you go through a major publishing company. So reading about that and reading about the people that gave up or decided, you know, I'm going to go ahead and try to stick it through, that was a part of me that, you know, okay, that told me I really need to stay motivated. So reading about people like Zane and Elin Harris, who both self-published their first novels and became top sellers, that was definitely motivation for me to want to stick through this and just keep it going. Because sometimes what happens to a lot of writers that can sort of be their downfall is that sometimes we have a tendency to write off inspiration. And if you solely just do, you'll never get anything done, because at the end of the day, you have to start to treat this like a job.
Right.
If you want to make this career.
I'm glad you said it, because a lot of people think that you just write a book and it's going to get out there and sell on its own. Whether you self-publish or go through a major publishing company, you definitely have to get out there and hustle and get it out there. It's all about you getting that out there, because nobody's going to know you until you do it. They see these other authors like J.K. Rowling and Stephanie Myers and all these big authors who have these big movies and stuff like that. You know, a lot of those books were out for a long time. I think the Harry Potter series was out maybe about almost 20 years before it came to where it is today. So, you know, you just got to be, like you said, have the patience. First of all, you got to love writing and not be in it for the money, because if you are, then you're not going to get rich. Because it's not a get-rich-quick thing that you can do. You have to love what you're doing and just work with it and get there. And I think you said that, I think you agree with me on that as far as that. So it's just one of those things. If you like it, you got to do it. Sometimes you get questions like, well, I want to write a book, but I don't have time. So what is the answer? What answer would you give them on that? I mean, you know, if you don't have time to write a book, then you don't want to write a book.
True, very true. That's definitely a popular comment that I hear as well. I don't have time.
Right. And another one is I want to write a story, but I want to write about my life. Okay. So what is important about your life that we want to read it? You get that one too, right?
About me?
No, not you personally. I'm just saying, people come to you and they say, I want to write a book, and the first thing they want to do is they want to write about themselves.
Yeah.
You ever have people come to you with that? Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's not saying that they don't have a story, but, gosh. You know, that's where imagination comes in. I mean, they may have a good story about themselves, but a lot of times I just think that people just need to realize that it's, you know, if you're going to write about yourself, then what's so good about you that's good enough to be put in the book for somebody to want to read it?
Most definitely. And sometimes I think with that in particular, you don't have to write about your entire life from the time you were learning to walk all the way up until who you are at this point as an adult. Sometimes it's about finding that part of your life that stuck out the most and make that something that can inspire. You never know who you can inspire or the biggest lesson
right.
that you learned that you know, captures you the most, that will make you want to write something about you. So
exactly. Okay, well, you know, hey, like I said, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show, taking time out of your busy schedule to come on Word Sex Radio, and I'm sorry that you had some difficulties when you tried to get in, but what I'll do from now on is, because I can always call as well, what I'll do is I'll make sure I get the numbers from those guests just in case they have the difficulty. But you have anything, we got 7 minutes left. You got any last words you want to say before you go? And also, just before you do that, to let you know, you will get a copy of this. I'll make sure that I send you this in 30 minutes after the show so that you'll be able to spread it out there and get it out to the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so like I was saying, also, you just reminded me, one of the things of photographers, because like I was saying before, the photography aspect of this was something, like I said, was very innovative and unique and something that no one's really done before in the literary game. So big shout out to Jerome King, who did my cover. I know you pretty. I'm pretty sure you saw that cover shot with the chest and the knife,
right.
And
right.
Carlos Jones, who did most of the interior images that you see there, all in black and white, and all the models: Darian, Angel, D, Garth again, everyone that was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I thought you was still talking. Go ahead. You still can talk. You got a couple of seconds.
Oh, and yeah, as far as the, like I was saying before, it is an erotic thriller. It's not, Zane, like I was saying, was one of the writers that inspired me most. Makes so different. It's the suspense and the mystery. I watched a lot of Michael Douglas films to give me a lot of inspiration. So
Michael Douglas. I love Michael Douglas. Okay.
What inspired me most about him is that he has a lot of those storylines that are so unique in their own way in different levels, because they're all about different men who get seduced or get, you know, caught up into something that they end up regretting later on. But it usually has to do with some sexual impulse. And he was a huge inspiration on this particular book as well.
All right. Well, that sounds really good, man. And, hey, look, I wish you the best of luck, man. And, hey, when you get that other subject or that other book out, we'll definitely have to get you back on the show, man, so you can tell us your progress and everything that you've been doing. So we can get you back on. Would you be interested in coming back?
Of course. Why not? Of course.
Okay. Well, you know, I have to ask, man, because sometimes people may not want to come back on Word Sexy Radio, because this is Word Sexy Radio, and it's grown folks radio, as you know. So, hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on, man, and we'll be getting back to you, okay?
I appreciate that so much, man.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. And y'all been listening to Word Sexy Radio right now here on this Monday, July 26th. And we hope you enjoyed the show. It kind of started a little slow, but we got it there. So as you know how it is, this is Grown Folks Radio, and it's all live. So we hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you come on back again. Thank you.
Thank you.